Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 30th of November. That's it, guys. It's it. Countdown starts tomorrow, 25 days.
Well, not technically, because it's my birthday on Wednesday.
How could I forget? It's Molly's birthday before Christmas.
I know it is. And until that's out of the way, really, to be honest, this birthday, I know it sounds terrible, as lucky as I am to grow another year older, I'm past mid-20s now.
I know.
It's all downhill now.
Yeah, I know that. Terrible. 26 next week. 26. Molly. My mum had 3 kids by the time she was 26.
You better hurry up then, haven't you? A bit catch up to do. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by the gorgeous Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
It feels like it's been ages.
It does, doesn't it?
It has been ages.
I feel like we've got so much to catch up
we
on
have
as well.
Just enough time. We have to have a good long meeting after the show.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Definitely. And our guest in the studio today is magician Stuart Weller.
Hello.
We're very excited. I love magic. We're very excited. We are going to make him do some magic on air. We don't know how sure that's going to work, but he's like, oh, are you? Okay.
I'm not sure how visual magic will work on radio,
but we'll discuss it. We'll sort of give a narration while you're doing it, and he's doing this. But we're very excited. So lovely to have Molly back on the show this week. It is literally just 3.5 weeks to Christmas. I know Molly's birthday is first, so that's actually much more important. Do not forget it, people. I obviously did. That's why I didn't bring her a present this week.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's all right. You're forgiven.
Thank you. I'll send you a card in the post.
Thanks a bunch.
All right. Yeah, so we want to hear from you, the listeners out there. We're going to catch up with Molly in a minute, but we want to hear from you as well. We've had some few tweets going on, but please do tweet us during the show. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with an X, with B Extra, B Bunker hashtag. Give us a call if you want to get on air and sing happy birthday to Molly or anything. Give us a call on the studio at 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And the end of the year is fast approaching, so it is literally just 4 and a bit weeks until the end of the year. So January is upon us, which is crazy, and we are looking for more guests. We've got loads more lined up for January and February, but we still have room. So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please do give us an email at bunkerextra@gmail.com. and also you can always sponsor the Bunker Extra and Bunker Show. So if you fancy sponsoring, get your name all over the social media and being a part of the show, contact us and find out more. Now, on last week's show, I was in trouble last week, Molly.
Why? Tell me.
Well, I had 3 men in the studio. I had Richard, our cybersecurity expert, and then I had Barry and John.
I saw. And
Barry
I listened,
and John.
So
from me now, they roll their eyes every time I go, Barry and John.
They're all so great, though. Aren't
they?
They are so much fun.
Barry had the devil in him, though. He
always does.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he was on one.
He's always like a cheeky little boy, isn't he? Let's see how far he can push.
But it was a great show. It was catching up with Me Now. Obviously, they'd been on earlier in the year, so they were catching us up with Me Now. It's a great app to help service providers fill their diaries, which is great. If you want to hear that show, and of course, any of the previous shows, you can catch them all at bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab and find us all there. There's loads. You know, looking back, and I keep getting these pop-ups come up on Facebook about a year ago, and I can't believe some of the guests we had on were a year ago that we had the guests on.
You know what I noticed was, do you remember when we were talking about the Bunker Extra and the Bunker Show song?
Yeah.
Was on the Christmas advert.
Yeah,
that felt like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me that was a year ago.
It was a year ago.
Yeah, of course it must be, because it's not in, of course. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was last Christmas, wasn't it?
It's going too quick, isn't it?
Flying by. So, Mole, how are you? What have you been up to? Seriously, I haven't seen you for like ever.
I know, I've been a busy little bee, so I've been lecturing quite a lot more at Canterbury Christchurch Uni, which is really fun. So I've had work experience in the office at the moment, so I've got the lovely Sophie, who's been working really hard. She's also from Canterbury Christchurch. I've got a new employee. I know.
She's jumped into the realms of employees.
Yeah, well, I've always had brilliant. Someone in the office with me. So when I first started at the business, I had Taylor Ann, then I had Katie, and now I've got Georgie. And Georgie, there is a big similarity we have, is that the fact we share parents, and she's my sister.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So she really wanted a career change. She wanted to try something different. And I was like, well, I'm actually looking for a new employee. Would you like to come in? So she's got started. She's so
funny.
How
does that work?
It's all right. It's all right.
So far, so good.
Does work stay at work?
Well, she likes working. I think she enjoys it because she carries on. She goes, right, Molly, I'm going to take the laptop home and I'm going to carry on. I'm going to do it. I think, oh, you crack on. She brings, I said to her yesterday, can you start bringing me in some lunch? Because you make yourself lunch. Can you make me some? So this morning, she said, right, Molly, I've got you your boiled eggs and we've got pasta baked for lunch. So yes, you know, if that is all the benefits I get, then my goodness. But no, she's blended in really, really well. Everyone at Dragon Co-working loves her, and she's making really good progress. So it's a funny little journey at the moment.
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? Because when you're working with family or husbands or wives, it will either really work or it really won't.
Yeah. Well, we had it where she wasn't well on Monday. So I said, why don't we work from home and make life a little easier? So I've got there at 8 a.m. so I could have breakfast with my dad before he drove off to London. And I said, oh, Dad, I'm on my way. Should we have a cup of tea? Went, oh, I've got the day off today, Molly. I thought, oh, that's brilliant. So it was me, my dad and Georgia at home. And then I messaged my two other sisters out of courtesy to say, anyone working from home today? We're working at Dad's. And they were both off work, working from home. So all five of us were at home working on this huge kitchen table with our laptops out. I thought we wouldn't work. I was really looking forward to it. They were like, oh, yeah. And everyone just went to silence was working. I'm like, oh, so boring.
That's quite incredible. And lecturing at the university.
That's
really cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, so yesterday I was talking all about the foundations of an agency. So if students wanted to get into a marketing agency or a digital agency, they'd understand the roles that were available to them and the internships that were available and really how to prepare themselves once they got into the real world and developing that experience early on. For example, being skilled in Final Cut Pro, in Photoshop, having research experience, anything that, you know, can be a benefit to them as part of the team. I was just sort of encouraging those factors to really help them out in the future. And I think that went down really well because I had a girl message me and said, I'd love to do work experience for you. So that was, and she's lives in Rochester. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And how does that feel now, you being the person, you know, that you can quite confidently give all this advice because you do actually know what you're talking about? How do you feel about that?
You know what?
Because I remember you, just a couple of years ago or even less than that, you were still, although obviously you were great at what you're doing, you were very nervous about being the voice and saying, yeah, actually, you know what? I do know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that comes, even with business, I think that comes a little like late in a weird way. I didn't go into business going, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm amazing. I'm going to go for it. I sort of went into it like, am I any good at this? Is this going to work out? And then one day, it was really weird. I was sitting there and I was considering everything. I went, I actually know what I'm going on about. And I'm really good at what I do. And you know, and so, no, so going back and giving them advice, it feels really natural because I'm quite naturally like that anyway. Any experience that I've gone through where I think, oh God, that was a bit of a rough time. I'm such an open person. I'd be like, well, I need to do this and try this out and do this. So yeah, it feels like I'm just talking to, I don't know. It doesn't feel weird at all. I can't reflect too much though, because it freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but can you see, I mean, how far you've come with your confidence. As you say, you've always been good at what you do.
Yeah.
And it is it's a standard thing, isn't it? When you're working for yourself, when you run your own business, that whole confidence and lack of confidence in yourself. Oh, there's the same for it. I can't remember what it's called.
I think it's imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. Thank you very much.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. Because you think you're an imposter because you don't actually know. You feel like you don't actually know what you're talking about, and you feel like, well, why should anybody listen to me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, who am I? What do I know? I think everybody that starts a business goes in with that, because although you do know what you're doing, why should people believe that you know that until you can prove it? I think so. It's great. I'm so fabulous.
No, thank you. It's been really well, and I've been so fortunate to be a part of these lectures and have such a close relationship with Canterbury Christ Church University. They're really brilliant. And I've even been asked to go back next week. Oh, put my hand in front of my face. back next week to help out with a PR class to manage crisis management. So, I know.
Wow.
Exactly. There's a huge, it's part of their assignment, and I've got to help them on the social media side. So, for example, you know when the horse meat scandal broke out?
Yeah.
And all of the companies were contacted by press. There was tweets all over social media saying, have I been affected with the horse meat and all that stuff? They have to be the PR team behind that, that has to deal with all of the questions that come in and deal with the press. And they play the day out, like role play. So they have like a press panel. They have like people tweeting in saying, what have I eaten? Am I in danger? You've nearly killed me. All of that stuff. And these students have to reply in real time and deal with the whole thing as one big event. And I'm helping out with the social media side to that. So I'm really excited to that.
Cool. Sounds really high pressure.
Oh, for them, massively. Yeah, really high pressure. But they've planned for it beforehand, all the preparations and what to expect in the moment. Because, you know, even for me, part of my agency, I've had where a client, something's gone wrong and we have to put a statement out and we have to address it. So it's excellent experience for them to, because at that moment, you don't ever know something bad's going to happen until it's happened and you have to react within that moment. So it was, because that's what I thought. I thought, God, this is a tough lot of pressure for them to deal in that moment. But that is exactly how it works in the industry. One day everything's rosy, the next day, bosh. Oh, bosh.
Bosh. Bosh. But that's the thing, and that is the beauty and the horror of the world we live in these days and social media. Whereas before they had to phone it into the office and it had to get printed in the newspaper, within seconds it's all over social media now.
Exactly.
And you just have to be able to react instantly.
You know, it's really funny though. I might as well go dressed as the devil, because my role is to be the customer that tweets in these angry tweets. Mm-hmm. And apparently last year they had people come and they were like shouting down the phones, and these people really got into character and these poor students had to get into it. But I'm reenacting what would be my worst nightmare, these people who tweet. Mm. But that's exactly what happens, and I'm going to give them a nice hard time so they can learn their best.
That sounds cool.
But no, it's really, really good, and I'm really enjoying the teaching side of stuff. It's really cool.
It's got, and I guess it's always nice to feel like you're giving back as well. You know, the young generation that are coming into the workforce and everything, and if they can see it. And it's really great that the universities are bringing, you know, real business owners in to talk to the students, because otherwise so much what they train you and what they teach you doesn't mean anything in the real world.
Yeah, Canterbury Christchurch are so good for that. Yeah. They've always brought in people who are in the heart of the industry, whether it's PR, media, all sectors. They always bring in people who know exactly what is going on in that time and offer opportunities for students to get involved. It's exactly how I got my job, my first ever job in London, working for a social media agency, because a lecturer brought in a founder of a social media agency and said, would you like work experience? Mm. So, yeah. It's amazing there.
I think that's a really good idea. Rather than having everything in a bubble, you need proper businesses to come in and give what happens in the real world.
Exactly. Another thing is as well, I won't go into it too much, but alumni. Oh, the alumni, because you think that we all graduate university and go off to our careers, but
we don't all.
Sorry.
We don't all go to university.
No, sorry. No, but don't forget, Amanda, I only went on a whim because I didn't want to get a real job at 19. I thought, oh no, send me to university. I wanted more lay-ins.
That's why most people go to university.
Yeah. And then you realise that actually they just get shorter and shorter lay-ins. By year three, you're just like, please put me out of my misery. My friends or even people who went to university and then are part of the alumni who've gone on, especially for me, I know more about the media side of it, who've gone on and my friend Elliot Gonzalez writes a blog for TV, and it's called I Talk Telly, and it's got like tens of thousands of people who read it each month, and even big celebrities apply to be a part of his online awards ceremonies. He works for UK TV, you know, when all Gold and all these different channels are all mashed into one. I can't remember, W I think it's called. He works there and he comes in and does talks, and he can offer students work experiences, stuff like that, that is really, really good.
It's good.
Go Christchurch if you fancy it. I'm picking it up. I might go back.
Big shout out there for Christchurch Church University in
Canterbury.
Thank you very much, Molly. We've had a couple of shout outs on the Twitter this morning. We've got one from Chips and Dinks. I have to say that it's very slowly because I did.
Oh, yes.
The other week.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it came out completely wrong. So, but anyway, Tony Burke and his lovely wife Bev, who help him. Good shout, big shout out to them. They say thanks ever so much for our shout out last week. Well, you can have another shout out this week, an endorsement of their work. Good luck with the show. We love Fridays and listening in. So, good morning. So, Tony, if you have a little dink in your car, Not just to cars, he does other things
as
well.
Have you got your car sorted yet?
Yeah, he's done it. He did it the other week. He did it last week for me, and now I'm selling it. But perfect timing. No, he came and sorted it all out for me last week. So, and he was supposed to have done a little scratch on Paul's car, and that's before Paul totaled his car. So, where have you? She's been gone. She's missed it. Yeah, Paul had a bit of an accident last week.
Is he all right?
He's fine. He's a bit sore and bruised. Bless him.
Bless him.
Yeah.
But, I hope he's got his feet up now. Thinking of your Poly Wolly.
Yeah, resting, if only.
yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, oh my God, I've never seen the man stop.
Yeah, no, he has to slow down a bit this week.
Oh, bless him.
But so Tony did fix the dent in my car. So, and he really is good. So if it's just a little scratch or anything, he'll come along with his pop-up gazebo and, yeah, works amazing. Really hard and gets the job done. It's brilliant.
We went to Butmore Park and raced each other a few weeks ago with Lisa Setter as part of a soccer foundation.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Was that good?
I was really... my hands got absolutely freezing. I was terrible. Yeah. Do you know who was like ace? Who was like, was you there?
No.
You looked at me then like, I was there and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, everyone had helmets on. I can't remember who was there. And Roland Stanley, Dragon Co-work in St. George Hotel, was unbelievable. He was so fast.
Oh, he must have done it before them.
Oh yeah, he's a massive pro. Yeah, no, they were amazing too. Chips and Dinks team, they were amazing.
Fantastic. Well, good shout out to them, and a good shout out to 6-2, Aaron and Megan. Meg, they're listening today, and we are playing. I met up with Megan at the Kickstart event last week. In a little minute, we're going to be playing some interviews of the Kickstart social event that was last Monday, not Monday. This Monday, yeah, last Monday. Where are we? End of November. Okay, so the 19th it was anyway. I was there with my extra hat on and did some interviews, and we interviewed Megan, which was great to catch up with Megan. It's funny because me and Megan were tweeting each other. We're like, where are you? I'm over here. What are you doing? I'm like, I can see you. I love that when you're at an event and you start tweeting each other.
Oh yeah, I love
get the old conversations going. And a shout out to the lovely Lisa Settle. We have got details about next week's business diaries coming up in a little while.
You beat me to it then. Look, I have the tweet ready to go.
Yeah, the tweet. Go on, you read it. Go for it. Let's do the shout out for the business diaries.
So hello to the business diaries. They're listening to the show now. Say, can you remind the listeners that we have 5 lovely storytellers on Thursday, the 6th of December. So that's only next Thursday. We have Paul Cheese, Jill Monk, Ben Abbott, Soti Coker and Kirsten Gibbs. The ticket sales go to Street Soccer Foundation. Again, we always say this, they're always the most lovely, chilled out, fun events, the business diary. So if you're going to go to an event this December, go to that one because it's brilliant. I always love it.
I'm going. Paul's going. Well, Friday we can get babysitter. Both Paul and I are going.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the last one of the year and it's great. And Soti, one of the speakers, Soti, was the winner of the speakers platform that we ran in September.
Amazing. So, yeah, I thought that actually. I recognise his name.
Yeah. Well, one of the part of his prize was to have a speaking slot at the business diaries as well.
Me and Soti have spoke, so I'm really
He's great. He's great. Love him. And he's speaking. And Ben as well. So I don't know all of the speakers. It'll be interesting to hear them. But certainly Ben is brilliant. You missed the last Networkers networking event where Ben spoke, didn't you? He is really great. So he's Dale Carnegie trained. So we all know Paul's a big fan of Dale Carnegie as well. He was trained. But his techniques and everything was great. And at the event, so it was at the Networkers networking event, and we had probably about 50 people in the room. Ben came on, gave him the afternoon slot, obviously wake everybody up after lunch. And the first thing he said is, right, okay, while I was at lunch, I went around and I put a bit of blue tack on the bottom. I shouldn't tell this, should I, Ben? Otherwise, you probably won't be able to do it again. But anyway, on the bottom of your chair, the person whose chair it's under will have an opportunity to come up and give us their 1 minute pitch. So he said, right, when I say go, you look for it. So he went, go. So everyone was lifting up the chairs and there was some empty chairs. So they were looking around. So after a minute or so, he said, right, okay, stop. He said, I was only joking. And everyone was like, oh. And he said, obviously, very often though, when you do it in a room of people are like, oh God, I hope it's not me or it's me. Whereas in this room, everyone's going, I hope it's me. Yeah. I wanted to speak. But he's great. He's just, his interaction with people is brilliant. So it'll be interesting, obviously, because with the business diaries, it's also hearing personal stories from people. And what's the theme is?
There is always, you was part of the travel theme, wasn't you?
Oh, yes, the first one.
Here we go.
The theme is an act of kindness.
Oh, that's nice.
So of an act of kindness. And it's like slightly business, you know, relevant. But that's the nice thing about the business diaries is it's hearing people's stories and it helps you relate to them a bit better. And it's, you know, so it is a networking. So you can put it down to business if you really must. But it's just a fun evening. And Lisa, just get the extra Prosecco in now, please, because Paul will be driving.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Nice.
Cool. So let's talk about events. There's obviously everything winds down at this time of year. So we have got some more dates for your diaries. Do you want to do yours first, Molly?
Yep. So on Wednesday, the 5th of December, you have the Marsh Networking over coffee at the Sink Port Arms in New Romney. In the New Rodney. And Wednesday, the 5th of December at 10 a.m. So you can you pay £5 and that includes refreshments and a donation to CARM, Calm, the local charity we support. So please book at Eventbrite Marsh Networking. There's some mince pies there as well. And you've got to dress in Christmas attire.
Put your Christmas jumper on. I'm going to get a Christmas jumper every week from now on the show. I'm going to be wearing my Christmas jumper.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Is the tree up?
Tree's up. Yeah, Lucy and I put it up last weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Have you got your tree up?
Yeah, up in the loft where it fits.
Exactly. Thank you very much. No, but to be fair, I think we're going to put mine up this Sunday. Because then I say about my birthday, but really, once it's December.
My kids have been saying, can we have the tree up? Can we have the tree up for the last 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
Have they got their advent calendars yet?
Well, I bought them yesterday. Yeah. So, okay. Yes.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good. Because you can't start halfway through an advent calendar. You need that first day.
Yeah. Lucy has two.
Does she? What are they?
A chocolate one, and then I saw this really cute one where they get, it's a bracelet. So you get a bracelet, and then you get lots of charms each day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's quite nice. I mean, she can keep.
They're not chocolate, are they?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Base metal. Anyway, moving on. Christmas jumper. We get carried away with Christmas now. What other events have we got going on?
So on Friday, the 7th of December, so 2 days later, there is Slope Off Friday, the Christmas party at the Empire Rooms in Ramsgate. So this is hosted by Jules Serkins and FSB. So if you book on, it's just £23.95 for a three-course meal and a welcome drink. That's not bad,
that's
is
cool.
it?
That's really good.
That's really good.
And Jules only eats places where the food is really nice. Yeah.
So
you can guarantee. Yeah, she's a very much of a food snob. And she'll probably say she's a foodie, but she's a food snob. But no, she only goes where the food is nice.
She's just particular, I think.
Then she's a food snob, that's fine. She won't want me calling her that.
I appreciate people like that, though, because I appreciate a good restaurant. Yeah. You know, Elizabeth's in Rochester, that is amazing.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really, really good. Me and Tom always go there on special occasions.
I have to try that one out.
That's the problem is, though, every time it's like a birthday or an anniversary or anything, we just go to the same place.
You need to find somewhere new.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But we go to Miller and Carter in Bexley Heath every Christmas
That's
Eve.
That's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh.
Every Christmas
my dad
is that your tradition?
I think this is three or four years strong. We've been together 5 and then I think we were like, oh, okay, no, it looks like we're sticking around together. Why don't we make a tradition?
Definitely sticking together now. I've got the engagement ring
exactly,
and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, we digress again. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Follow them on Twitter, I think. There was no booking for that.
So at Slope Off Friday and tweet at Jules Serkin. That sounds really fun.
You know, they always start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and who knows what time they finish.
Really?
Yeah. Paul's had messages and calls from Jules from like 2 o'clock in the morning. Can you come and pick me up?
Never.
Luckily, not recently, but she used to in the past. So they do tend to go on and on. And have you been to one?
I've been to about 3.
Oh.
But I've always had to go and do the school run. So I haven't been able to go into the evening. Late evening, early morning.
Oh, that sounds like something. I always see the pictures on Twitter and they always look really
always
good.
Look like fun.
I'm sure Jules has got other pictures that she doesn't put on Twitter just in case.
Knowing Jules, she creeps them out further on down the line.
Exactly.
She doesn't like to keep things back.
We've also got an event in January. Now, this is what I like. The next event is back on the 11th of January. We're not coming back on the 1st or 2nd or 3rd.
No,
we're coming back on the 11th. Thank you very much. This is the Kent Business Summit at University of Kent in Canterbury. So they are bringing the public and private sectors together with startups and entrepreneurs to discuss how to sustain economic growth for the country. So get more details on bizradio.co.uk/KBS. Sounds really good.
Yeah, apparently this year they ran one. Excuse me, listeners. Yes, this year they had a really good one. Went really well. Paul's really impressed with it. And he said, obviously, for next year, he is running one of the... So they run lots of round tables and they have people doing different areas. Paul's going to be covering diversity and supported needs and everything in the workplace, which will be great. But it's really, really, really good to go to. So check that out. So a couple more and then we're going to be hearing some interviews. So next week, okay, if you need to... fill your belly with good food. On Tuesday, the 4th of December, we have the FSB Big Brunch, which is at Eastwell Manor. 2 speakers. And it's business women coming together and networking. So that is at the fantastic Eastwell Manor. Love it there. 10 to 12 on Tuesday the 4th, hosted by Deborah Turner. Eventbrite, if you go to the Eventbrite FSB Big Brunch and book on, I'm going to that one. And then also next week on Thursday from 11:15 to 2:30, back at Eastwell Manor again, is the Kent Women in Business Lunch. Is hosted by Emma Lydiard, of the MD of Global Heart, with two great speakers. Lots of lunch and lots of women to network with, is what it should be. If you go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk and book on for that. And Lisa has just tweeted, thank you, that there will be plenty of Prosecco and mince pies. You can keep your mince pies. I don't like mince pies, but I'll have the Prosecco.
I love them. I had last night, this is how sad I am. Sorry, Amanda. It's really personal, actually. I was standing there, I thought, I've been really trying to cut down before Christmas. You know when you're trying to cut back so you can proper go for it?
Yeah.
So I've been doing that, and it's worked successfully. 2 pounds I've lost in a week, and I thought, I'm really proud of myself. So what did I do? Celebrated with a mince pie. And it totally defeated
celebrated me. With a mince
I
pie.
I did. It was like,
it wasn't £2 worth of mince pie that you ate, was it?
Oh, I was close to. I was so close. I was literally like, I've lost loads of weight. Let's go. And in this mince pie packet, it was like, you know when they give you the health warning labels? They were just all red. There was just fat, yeah. Sugar, yeah. Salt, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, that don't look too bad. I think one of them actually said reduce salt, and I was, and it was like green. I was like, well, you know, we're holding out for a hero here. That was really nice. I'll be ready and waiting with the mince pies.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's hear some interviews now. We've been done. That's all your events. The new year is coming, so there's going to be lots of events coming out for sure in the new year. So, yes, Monday the 19th of November, I attended the Kickstart Social. Great event, hearing from lots of different speakers about all different areas of not just social media, but digital media, digital marketing as well. So, and this is what happened. This is Amanda Flanders of the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. Today I am visiting the Kickstart Social Digital event hosted by the lovely Lucy Hall of Aviso Media. I am interviewing a couple of the speakers and a couple of the attendees today to find out how the event is going. I have just met with Adam Walker, who is the Business Development Manager here at Buckmore Park. Good morning. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Amanda.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to Buckmore Park on this slightly drizzly day.
It's a bit wet, isn't it?
It is, yes, definitely.
So tell us a little bit more about Buckmore here.
So Buckmore Park, yeah, as most people in Kent know, it's the finest kart circuit in the UK. It's been here about 50 years, owned by the Surtees family, so great F1 links there. But what we're trying to do at the moment is push it out as a business venue for local businesses around Kent, because as you can probably see around you, we've got wonderful networking facilities, meeting rooms, conferencing rooms, so it's something we'd really like to do, is get involved with local businesses.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing people don't realise. They think, oh, it's a karting track, but they don't actually realise the facilities you have here. So you host all types of event, will you, here?
We will, yeah. I mean, we're already doing networking events here with certain local networking groups, and hopefully some more are going to come here. Yeah, events like this with people like Lucy who, you know, want to bring great businesses to us, and we can host them.
Fantastic. And how are you enjoying the day so far?
It's really good. Really great talkers. Really great speakers, apart from me. Yeah, some really great content. It's been fantastic.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out more about Buckmore, where's the best place for them to go?
So, yeah, they can either go on our website, buckmore.co.uk, or they can contact me directly. So it's adam.walker@buckmore.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I have now caught up with one of the speakers here today, Luke Frake. Good morning, Luke.
Hiya, good morning.
So you're one of the speakers here today at Kickstart Social Digital. What are you going to be sharing with us today?
So I'm going to be talking about conversion rate optimization. So it's the art of making sure your website can handle the people that come to it. Doesn't really worry about how people get to your website. I worry about when they're there, how do they have the best experience and do whatever it is that people want them to do.
Sounds fantastic. Is it simple, though, or is it like the SEO we've just had, which blows our mind?
Hopefully it'll blow mine slightly, but I've got a lot of actionable takeaways as well that people could take back and could look at implementing straight away. So a mixture of both.
Perfect. And how do you think the day's going so far today?
Really, really good. I think Lucy and the team have done an absolutely fantastic job. I think it's amazing. I'm having a great time.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. And if people want to find out more about you, where can they find you?
At spacebetween.co.uk, or me, anywhere at all. Luke Frake on Twitter and all that.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I have just caught up with another of the amazing speakers here today. And I always say amazing when I'm introducing this lady on everything that I do, because she is just amazing. It's the amazing Amy McManus.
Why, hello, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. Well, so you're speaking today.
I am.
One of the speakers. Mm-hmm. What are you speaking about today, though?
I'm going to be speaking about targeting, something that's really, really important. So we put out, people do ads for on Google, they do them on Facebook, on Instagram, all through digital. But who are you actually targeting those ads to? Are you just putting things out willy-nilly? Are you just boosting posts? Or are you thinking about who those ads are going to be seen by? What customers you actually want within your business? And also, are you making sure that the copy and the images you're using in those, are they relevant to the people that you want? And that's what I'm going to be talking about, making sure that people don't waste money, that they're targeting all their ads and they're getting the most out of their advertising online.
I can't wait. It sounds amazing. And if people want to find out more about the amazing Amy McManus and AM Marketing, where can they find you?
They can go to www.ammarketing.co.uk or on Twitter and Instagram, we are @marketing_AM. We've also got an amazing YouTube channel where we're giving away loads of free information. So lots of tips and tricks on digital marketing, social media that we want to help people. We want to make sure that whether you're small, whether you're large, no matter what business you are, that you are doing digital marketing properly and it is getting you the results you want.
Fantastic. Go and check them out. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Mum.
So it is lunchtime here now at Kickstart Digital today at Buckmore Park. And I have just run into the lovely Megan from 62 Tech. Hi, Megan.
Hello, Amanda.
How are you enjoying the day so far?
Really well. It's doing really well. There's loads of people here learning lots as well. Which is
fantastic. So you work for the lovely Erin Taylor at 62 Tech. So what is your job role? What do you do there?
I do indeed. I am a marketing apprentice. So I've been implementing all the marketing since I've started about a year ago.
And you have done a lot, which is fantastic, by the way, I just have to say.
Thank you very much. Been getting Erin out. So everyone knows Erin now. I've had lots of tweets saying, where's Erin? Like, no, it's just me. So we've been doing exhibitions, been on your radio show, and we've got lots coming up next year.
Fantastic. And how are you finding it today? What's your biggest thing you've learnt so far today?
I'm finding it really good. I want it to come because obviously it's a lot to learn. The best thing probably for me so far is the digital strategy side. And the SEO, I'm definitely going to download the slides and look at the SEO for sure.
So much to learn, isn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot to take in, but that's why I'm, look at the slides and take it all in my own time, I think.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. If people want to find out more about 62 Tech, where can they look?
They can look on our website at 62.tech, or they could follow us on Twitter at 62_tech.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Do.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 30th. Of November, couldn't get that out then. Yes, it is just 3.5 weeks till Christmas. Tomorrow's the 1st of December. Yay!
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the 1st of December, which means it's only five more days till Molly's birthday.
Oh, no, let's not. My friend.
You can't start at 26 being depressed about birthdays. When you get to 30 or 40, you can start getting depressed, but at 26, no, you can't.
Okay, but I am closer to 30 than I am 20 now. My friend, who's also just turned 26, just said, you do realise we're closer to 30 than we are 20 now. And I actually quite like that, though. You know, there's some things about being 20 that aren't fun. Yeah. You know, chundering up in, you know, on the street.
Did you just
when you're, that? Yeah, when you're at uni. That's not fun. I don't do that anymore. I'm in bed by 10 o'clock on a Saturday night nowadays. That is the perks. Generally, yeah.
So as you can hear, my co-host today is the fabulous, nearly getting old or getting very old, yeah. Molly Wright.
Hello.
Molly Moodle Media.
Hi.
And our guest in the studio, who's wondering what he's let himself in for, is magician Stuart Weller.
Hello.
And the studio now stinks of orange.
I'm so sorry. That's
have
me.
You had your old tangerines out?
I have.
Are they tangerines, clementines?
I think they're clementines. Either way, they're delicious.
Are they delicious?
Clementines or clementines?
Oh, it's potatoes, I'm a potatoes. Clementine. Scones.
It's Clementines, isn't it? Clementines, darling.
Anyway, we've just been hearing from some of the guys I ran into at Kickstart social event last week, run by Lucy Hall of Visio Media, and didn't manage to catch the lady herself because she was super busy, obviously. We had Amy McManus, Luke Frake, and everybody else. So that was great, and it was a great event. So, and we've just had a tweet from the lovely Laura of Tension Twilight. Hi, Laura, how are you? Saying, loving the website advice. It was great advice from Amy, as ever. Now it's time to learn about magic. So you're going to teach us all your tricks today, aren't you?
We won't of course.
We won't tell the magic circle anything, okay? We won't let out that you've told us how it all works. I'm dying to know. I think I need to train and join the magic circus.
Can I ask?
My magic circus.
What
you
is...
can join whatever you want, Amanda, honestly.
What is the magic circle?
The magic circle is a magic club based in London.
So it's real?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know His Royal Majesty Prince Charles is a member of the magic circle?
No, he's not. Have you met him?
No.
There's a lot of secrecy behind it, isn't there? I like it.
He was a big fan of magic, decided to learn it, and became a member
never.
Of the magic
circle. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought he just enjoyed the circle because he could.
No, you have to be able to perform magic, don't you, to join the circle?
You can become an honorary member.
Oh, can you? Oh, maybe I'll work on that then.
First, you have to be nice to. And now the magic circle.
So, Stu. I always call it Stu. How long have you been doing magic?
I started when I was very young, after watching, you're probably a bit young to remember Paul Daniels.
I know Paul Daniels.
Oh, come on, she's 26, she's old now.
So, started off watching him on TV, got various magic sets and books and stuff, and just started performing as a kid, really. Then got to being a teenager and fell out of love with magic because it wasn't cool. It was just for kids. Then got back into it when I was in my 30s, and it just built up from there, really. I just love performing, especially close up. It's just my favourite piece of magic, really.
When was the transition where you said, okay, I'm going to do this as a career now and I'm going to turn this into a business?
I think when you get old, you know all about that now.
Yeah, now I know. Yeah. Well, hang on a minute. I've still got a week to go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but what we should do is, what did you do in the interim then? What did you do before you decided to get into doing magic?
I did lots of office jobs, lots of really mundane admin, credit control, all sorts of stuff like that. And I got made redundant quite persistently. So I'm not taking that personally.
No.
And eventually I decided to try and work part-time and do some magic as a sort of a sideline. And my wife, Julie, was really supportive. And she said to me, why don't you try and do it full-time? And I said, well, you can't live off doing magic full time, can you? And she looked at me and said, well, you can't with an attitude like that, can you? And so thanks to her, we decided that, yeah, I will try and do it full time until it's what I do now, which is quite a large transition.
Yeah.
And it's strange to think that however many years ago I was thinking, you know, we were talking about imposter syndrome. Mm. I think that's what it started with. I thought, well, I can't do this. Who's going to want to watch me? To where I am now, where, yeah, it's like a dream come true.
So how long have you been doing it as your sole business?
I've been semi-pro for about 9 years. And as a full-time job, I've been doing that for the past four years.
How much training did you have to do? Well, obviously, I understand it's probably ongoing, but
yes,
to get to a level where you were, I hate to say it, but good enough that, you know, you considered as a semi-pro that you could start, you know, getting out there. Cause is it something you can learn the magic trick and you like that, you can do it? Or does it take a lot of training and practice?
You can learn a trick, in inverted commas. I'm doing air quotes
air
there,
quotes
which
on,
really right. works on
Facebook
radio.
Live people can see it.
But you can't learn how to perform. You can't learn how to interact with people, the presentation, talking, getting people to enjoy it and laugh, which is what I like to do, not just pick a card, there's your card, mate. You know, that's not really entertainment.
No.
So it's more about learning how to deal with people, how to entertain and get a trick, not being a trick, but being an entertainment, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? I guess with magic, you can just perform the magic trick, and that can be like, oh, you know, that's quite good. But you have to make the big show about it.
Yeah.
It has to be a part. It's the whole part of an act, isn't it? It's a performance.
Yes.
It's not just about what's happening at that time.
No. Because if it's just a trick, then it can be just be, oh, that's interesting. I wonder how that's done.
Mm.
But if it's entertainment, then people take a step back and just immerse themselves in the experience of, oh, my God. God, that's impossible.
Mm. It's like, wow, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about magic. I'm always like, how did you do that? I'm always intrigued. I've been a big fan of Paul Daniels, David Blaine.
Yeah.
Although David went a bit weird, didn't he? Yes.
In the nicest possible terms.
In the nicest possible way, but David, you just went a bit... See, have you heard of David Blaine? Do you know David Blaine?
I went to see David Blaine in the clear box when he was in Tower Bridge.
Yeah. That's when it all went wrong.
Yeah.
That's when it all started going, you know, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but he messed up there because he forgot that he was going to London, lovely historic London, but he forgot he was going to London, rough as old boots London. People were throwing cheeseburgers up there. Yeah. You know, we found it really funny at the time as kids. That's devilish, isn't it?
But yeah, and then that's a shame because it sort of took away from... the mystique and the fun that is magic, because I guess that's going on to the illusionist side a little bit
sort
more
of
as well.
On the Harry Houdini sort of endurance rather than what most people think of as magic.
So do you have a killer trick where you're like, all right, this is like my best one? Do you have a best one? Or do you have a series?
I've got a series. There's one particular... I don't like calling them tricks because I'm not tricking people. I'd like to call it magic. But there's one piece of magic which people always remember.
Yeah.
And like, I've had people say, "Oh, can you do that particular trick?" And it's the bunny trick, which
we're like, yes. We would get him to do it on air, but obviously it just wouldn't work on radio.
No. But I've got several different ones which. People, you do get some, shall we say, ribald comments when people can't believe what's happened, and so they do swear and then go, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
I guess it's that whole shock to the system, though, isn't it? Because you can't believe what's happening in front of your eyes, and
no.
I think that's just the mystique and all the fun behind magic. That's what it's all about. So you do close-up magic. So just explain to people that may not know. What close-up magic really means.
Oh, of course. Well, close-up magic is magic that's done in front of your audience where it's just a few inches or a few centimetres for those of you who are a little bit younger, Molly, who might not understand what...
Oh. No, I totally get that. Absolutely fine.
So it's really close. And I've had people say to me, I didn't take my eyes off your hands... And I didn't see anything. That is just impossible. So that's what close-up magic is, where it isn't on stage where you think, well, anything could be happening behind the scenes.
It's just, there's no people, if you're trying to do something, I don't know, people can see exactly what you say, exactly what you're doing. And I guess that's what makes it so much more impressive and like that wow factor as well, is because they say that you see it's from in front of your eyes and it just disappears. What is the best reaction you've ever had?
Generally, it's either people screaming, which has happened a few times, which is lovely, or I was at a table once and they were all chatting, and then I performed my set, and then I came to the end of the final bit of magic and it was complete silence. They were just looking and thinking, this does not compute. So sometimes silence is a really great thing for a close-up magic. The best one was I was at an event and this girl saw me do some magic and then she said, "How did you do that?" And I said, "It's just magic, you know." And she said, "No, I need to know." I went, "Well, I can't tell you, I'm sorry." So she said, "I'm going to find out." So she followed me to the next group and she was watching me.
Oh, my God.
And she said, "Nope, don't," right? And then I was just fanning out some cards and getting somebody to select one. And I saw her go on the floor underneath the cards, looking up. And she said, "I can see everything. I'm going to see what you do." So
no pressure whatsoever.
Pressure. Exactly. I just said, "Get out from under the table and mind your own business."
So I did the card trick and everybody said, "Oh, did you see how he did it?" And she said, "Nope." "Must be magic." And I thought, that's a great reaction.
Got her.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have put a lot of pressure on you.
Oh, yes.
It was like, "Oh my God, I don't want to mess this one up."
The fact that someone has physically climbed underneath a table, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I love it.
What's it like for you? So you've always had a passion for magic and then you made the jump into becoming a full-time magician. What is it like as a living and working as a full-time magician? What's that like for you?
It's quite exciting. It's quite scary. But it's what I love being able to do my job because it's not a 9-to-5 thing. So admittedly, you do work sort of weekends and evenings. But you get to see lots of lovely reactions. So that's what I get a real pleasure from. But you do, like all self-employed people, think, "Oh, where's the next job coming from?"
Yeah.
But I've been quite lucky in that people have rebooked me and recommended me to other people. So I must be doing something
amazing.
Right.
Amazing. That's the thing with running your own business. I have this fear, right? I think I said it to someone before and I'm like, "Oh my God, yes." One, you know, someone said it to me who has been in business so successfully for like decades. And I was like, one day I think I'm going to wake up and it's all going to disappear. And she went, "Oh my God, me too." And I'm like, "Don't you dare. You are so successful. You've done this for 20 years. I can't have this dread for 20 years. Excuse me." But I think that's the thing, is that when you love something and you care about it so much, you do naturally put that extra effort in. And I think that is where people want to see that passion. They want to see that skill over and over again.
Definitely.
And I imagine that you work in a really fun environment, because weddings and probably like a lot of happy events, you know.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because it is. You get to see people enjoying themselves. You get to see people who are just totally immersed in their happy day, and you can just add that extra bit of sort of, well, for want of a better word, magic.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any particular areas that you work in? So do you do work with corporate, do you do children's magic? What's your sort of your main area? Obviously, you can entertain everybody, but
yes,
what's the main area you like to focus your business on?
The areas I really enjoy are any close-up situation. So, like weddings, anniversary parties, any corporate event, really, because generally it's a great icebreaker and it's a great talking point. So if you have got people like at weddings or at corporate events, they're quite similar really, because you can have lots of people coming together who either haven't seen each other ever or haven't seen each other for a while, and it's a great way of bringing those people together and think, "Oh yeah, let's concentrate on this little bit of performance," and then that gets them all talking, laughing and having a really good time.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, "Did you work it? Can you see how he did it?" And like, "Oh my God, did you see that?" All those type of things. And you have, is not actually that recently, but you now work, have a spot at the Houdini Bar in Canterbury.
Yes,
so that's amazing.
No
yeah,
way.
There is a Houdini Bar in Canterbury. We have to go there, Molly.
There is also one in Broadstairs.
Oh, is there?
The one in Broadstairs has been open about 2.5 years now, and so that they've opened one in Canterbury now, which is on
earlier this year.
I think the official opening was April.
Right.
So that's on St. Peter Street.
And so you can go in and see a couple of different magicians who will... What happens there? Do you do close-up magic? Is there a show? How does it work?
What happens is that you go to the bar and then the magician will sort of just come around, do some close-up magic, and then generally you get three shows. You get because the magician's on from 6:30 to 10:30, so you'll get a show at 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30, where it's about 15 minutes of different sort of what we magicians would call bar magic.
Right.
So it's on a little sort of platformy bit,
right,
where you can sort of see something that you haven't seen when the chap's been, or the lady has been coming around showing you some close-up, really.
See, now that's the point, and I haven't ever really seen that many female magicians. Is there quite a few out there?
There are a few, but we could always do with more.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm going to change career.
Exactly.
Or I'll add it to my repertoire. But I guess it's still quite a...
Oh, no.
It's disappeared, Molly.
It's disappeared.
Molly, nobody can see that. We're on the radio. Molly has just made a clementine disappear down her sleeve of her jumper. Yay! But that's quite interesting, actually. And unfortunately, now we've run out of time, so we can't really discuss it. But... The magic industry is still quite male dominated, and is that just particularly because women aren't interested, or is it one of those whole things where women were spurned a little bit to begin with?
I think it can be seen as a bit geeky, and unless you're Molly, who's really geeky. Oh no, sorry.
You're very impressed by that magic trick,
yeah,
wasn't
it? Yeah. I am, but I think it, because it's been predominantly male dominated,
yeah,
and it's a bit geeky. I'm not sure if it puts ladies off or what.
It's interesting,
really.
Interesting, isn't it? It's one of those. I've never actually, until you said about the odd one, I've never actually put in my mindset that there's not a lot of female magicians out there. Yeah. And you don't. There was just quickly running out of time. On Britain's Got Talent earlier this year, did you see that 9-year-old girl?
Oh yes, yeah.
She was awesome. The magic trick she did,
that was amazing,
on Britain's Got Talent was fantastic.
To be fair, I used to have a magic trick when I was younger, but I just was never really good at it.
No.
I had no knack for it.
Yeah, frustration.
But if I would have been...
There we go. Molly the Magnificent. Molly the Magnificent.
Yay!
Yay! Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today. And it's always great to hear how businesses have got started and the people's passion. So if people want to find out more about your magic and how to get hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
If you go on to my website, which is www.stuartweller.co.uk, or onto Facebook, which is obviously facebook.com/Stuart Weller Magic.
Fantastic. And you can find out more about that, and he can help you with your private parties, your corporate parties, and just bring entertainment to you. And we are going to get him to do, after the show, some magic for us, Molly, aren't we? And we're going to video it.
Yes.
So watch out for that on the social media platforms. Thank you so much, Stu, for joining us today.
Thank you,
Molly.
Thank
for
you.
Being here again with us. It was such a great show and so much fun. Next week on the show, we are joined in the studio by Mark Goldfinch, and our guest will be Monique Gibbs from ACD Recruitment. So that's going to be another fabulous show. If you want to hear a great show later on today from 1 till 2, the fantastic Simon Webster, who does the Money Talk show, and he gives lots of advice on helping you with your money. And Simon, you didn't tell me what your content in the show is, so I couldn't tell them that. But do tune in from 1 o'clock to hear the Money Talk show. We will be back next week. We will be back next week. You try saying that fast. Don't forget to listen to, obviously, the main Business Bunker show on Tuesday. Paul has more great guests. I think Jules is back next week. It's the first of the month, isn't it? So Jules will be on. Jules Serkin. It's always a laugh when Jules is on the show. From 1 till 3. Have a great weekend, everybody. And get those Christmas trees up. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.